This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, the Waifs. It's Donna Simpson, Vicky Thorne, Josh Cunningham, Ben France, and Dave McDonald all piled into our small performance room. Welcome to JPR and welcome back to Ashland. It's been a long time since you guys were last here.
Many years. Thank you.
You guys are out on tour for the first time in a while, about 4 years. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
We've had some babies. We've been building houses, guitars, farms, building a life outside of music pretty much. Is that right?
Yeah. But we have been touring in Australia, around Australia, somewhat during that break. So, but just not stretching this far.
And folks would be able to put that together from your accent that touring Australia is touring home. But
yes.
You don't really live there anymore, right?
I do.
Do you, you live in Australia again?
Yeah.
Because all of you at one point had moved to the States. Correct.
Yeah, I was in Minnesota for about 6 years, and Vic's down in Utah, and Josh was sort of in between California and Australia, and Dave's been basing himself out of Canada, and Ben's back in Australia. So we've really been all over the shop.
It's a multicultural band.
Yeah.
It's the Waifs live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called Beautiful You, just out on Compass Records. Vicky, you and Donna were kind of the two original members of the Waifs, but performing under a different name for a short while, and from the southwestern coast of Australia.
That's
is that
right.
True?
Albany, Western Australia.
I think that places you the furthest most band that we've ever had in our studios. It's like 9,000 miles away from here.
Yeah. Well, Perth, I think, is considered the most isolated city in the world geographically, and we're 5 hours south of that. So.
What was Albany like as a town?
It's a small town. There was a lot of local industry, farming, fishing. It's based on a harbour, so it's a port town. And whaling was an industry up until the 70s. It was actually the last whaling station to close in Australia in the 70s. And Greenpeace managed to shut that down. And what else they do in Albany? Oh, we had a woolen mill. So there was a lot of local industry, but it's changed. You know, whale hunting's become whale watching, thankfully. And it's still a pretty big fishing area, but more of a tourist town now.
It's got some of the most beautiful beaches in the world that you'll ever see, and beautiful coastline.
Very remote, beautiful beaches on the Southern Ocean.
And you were the daughters of a fisherman, correct?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem particularly conducive to a career in music. How did you get started playing?
Well, it does actually, because we had to live out on a fishing camp for about 4 or 5 months of the year growing up without TV or without anything like that, so that the only toy basically was a guitar, and entertainment at night was the guitars.
One of you started playing first?
I did. Well, Dad sort of showed me a few chords, and then I thought, wow, I can actually do this. This is something I'm good at. Look, I can. And I played my first song on my first day, and then not long after, Vicky was just following playing her guitar.
How long did it take you to pick it up after Donna was playing?
A couple of years after, when Donna left the fishing camp and didn't come out there anymore, then I was all alone. So.
You needed something to do.
But funnily enough, we both started playing. We had a Bob Dylan songbook that Dad kept in the caravan, so we sort of started playing the same songs.
The Waifs are my guests live today in the JPR studios. Their new record is called Beautiful You, just out on Compass Records. What do you guys want to play first today?
This is a song from our new album. It's called Blindly Believin'. I picked her up in a January storm. She was breathing the coldest air she'd ever known, carrying the sun on her skin from a home far away. I didn't know what she was leaving behind. I could tell on her face she had trouble in mind. Years had been kind, but her eyes didn't shine anymore. Blindly believing,
She took off her coat and pulled out a chair, fixes me with an empty stare and says, it's sure wild out. There's something about the tremble in her voice. It toys with a man's easy choices. Tomorrow's choice will make everything alright. Dirty little birds, a dirty little wing, with her through the night, two other pretty things. I called him today and said I was leaving. Dirty little birds, a dirty little claws, scratching my heart, singing love's forevermore. The fool I am for blindly believing. I was blindly believing in a dream, in a web, in a breath. The poison words, cold wind howl.
That is The Waifs live on Jefferson Public Radio. 23 years now? Is that the date that you guys have been making music together officially as The Waifs?
Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, I think it's 23 years this August.
That's a long time. I mean, you've had some downtimes in there, and as you were mentioning earlier, have pursued some non-music ideas for a while. But how did you first assemble as a trio rather than just the two sisters?
I was playing in a rock and roll cover band. And I ended up on the west coast of Australia in a town called Broome, where I heard the sounds of two sisters emanating from a little cocktail bar and a bunch of excited people listening to what they were doing. And it sounded great. And the stuff they were playing was the kind of music that I was really into at the time. I was kind of getting into acoustic folk, singer-songwriter stuff. And here's these two girls playing all these male singer-songwriter songs. And I just felt like I'm supposed to be there with them. And managed to contrive a way to kind of weasel my way back to their hotel room to have a shower. It sounds a little bit scandalous, but it was actually quite innocent. And I got out of the shower, picked up a guitar that was there leaning against the wall. And
but he had gotten dressed in the meantime.
And Donna actually asked me if I wanted to join up with them before even consulting Vicky. I think she was kind of horrified, but I said yes straight away. And that's how it all began.
So what was it like over the years of first touring Australia and then touring the world with sisters?
Oh, it's been an incredible experience. Like, they're not just sisters amongst themselves. They're literally like my sisters too. So it really, instantly, there was a musical and a personal connection, which has only strengthened over the years. Mm. And just feels like family.
It seems almost ridiculously stereotypical, but in reading about your early touring, when you were touring just Australia, you were literally in a combi van, right? Like the very thing that Colin Hay sings about in Down Under is what you were touring in.
Yeah, literally in a Toyota Hi-Ace van, but it's in the myth, it's become a combi van. But there was three of us, and we went around Australia and lived out of this van. And not only that, but we successfully toured out of this band. Donna had a CD distribution operation going on out of the back of the band, and that was, about 3 years. We went around and played so many live gigs as anywhere. We played on copper mines and zinc mines in the middle of the desert and cities and any gig we could get, which proved to be, a great strategy for us and for the music we play, because we gained a lot of really diehard fans who love the music, because when they come to see us now, they remember the days they were working in the zinc mine and they got to come in and hear this band play, you know. And really those people who were there and, you know, travelling around Australia or moving around Australia in those days are still the people that come to our gigs now.
Tell me a little bit about what it has been like to really get started again. You know, after taking a significant period of time off, to go back out on the road, to be back in a recording studio making music, to essentially reassemble,
yeah,
you know, the three of you.
You know,
was it easy or was that a difficult chore to kind of figure that out again?
No, it's just like putting on a glove.
Really?
You know, yeah, it fit. When we first came back to the States recently and we had our first show down at the Kate Wolf Folk Festival, something inside of me just thought, you know, here we are just beginning all over again. People probably won't know who we are. And yet we rocked up to our stage and there was just a mass of people and fans saying, welcome back. It's great to see you. Can you play this song? Can you play that song? You know, so, you know, we put in a lot of hard years over here in the States and Canada and working for a long time, and people just haven't forgotten. And, you know, as far as getting back together and playing music, we all just immediately gel, and I think that's been the reason that we've had such a great career and friendship together. But on the other hand, I feel personally quite gig unfit. I'm not used to so many late nights.
Sure.
And you know, long drives, we were younger and we could do it, you know, cope with it all then a lot more. So, you know, we don't do as many shows per week as we used to.
One added complexity has to be the addition of children.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right? I was going to say the real challenge was, you know, navigating motherhood and just learning how to be settled, because now coming on tour is easy. It feels like a holiday compared to being a mother, you know, which is a very fulfilling and incredibly joyful experience. But, you know, it's easy to be on tour with a bunch of people cruising around in a van playing music.
Yeah. We've got six little boys under 10.
Yeah. Donna and I.
Wow. Six boys under 10 between us. So it's, yeah. And they're like, they call themselves the waif gang when they are on tour. They all hang together and... You know, we're the Waif Gang.
You're making a boy band.
Yeah.
The Waifs are my guests today live in the JPR studios. Their new record is called Beautiful You, just out on Compass Records. Will you play us another?
Yeah, sure.
When I die, won't you bury me in the town where I was born? Since I was a baby child, I knew I was born to roam. I had to climb to the top of a hill to see what lies beyond. Seasons change, but I'm still the same. I don't belong to anyone. To the peace of town where I was born. Most of my life I've been rambling free. When I die, I wanna come back off where I began. When I
That is The Waifs live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called Beautiful You, just out on Compass Records. So if I understand correctly, and sometimes these stories get morphed a little bit when they're online, but one of the projects that you guys worked on or adopted as a band to kickstart the songwriting process for this new album was literally bringing the worst Waif songs you had each individually written for the Waifs. Is that true?
That was hilarious.
Yeah, so when we got together to write a song, we needed to break the ice a little bit. It had been 3 years since we'd played, you know, been on tour and played together, and we decided, well, actually, it was my suggestion that we get together and try and write an album of songs together, because Donna, Josh, and I write individually, and we've never actually written a song together. So I thought, you know, we should be able to do this. So we hired a little seaside house and took a week by ourselves and went down there and sat around a kitchen table. And then it sort of felt sort of awkward. So we tried to break the ice a little bit, and we said, let's play all the worst Waif songs we've ever written.
We're just basically making fun of each other.
For some light relief, but then it got not so funny because obviously we didn't agree on whose songs were the worst, and we started suggesting, you know, for each other which were their worst songs, and
it ended in tears.
Now, were any of the songs that you brought to the table songs that had appeared on albums?
Oh,
were
yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't just stuff that you'd left on the cutting room floor.
Some of them, you know, off the first or second album that we'd even forgotten.
Yeah, I mean, you do that as songwriters, right? Music. You're making albums when you're 18 years old. And I don't like to, you know, I've made the mistake sometimes on stage of saying, you know, this is the worst song I've ever written. Then I have someone come up to me and say, that's my favourite song, that changed my life. And so you really can't, you've got to keep those things inside.
So how did that process work to get you inspired to start coming up with some new ideas?
It didn't work at all. What it basically did is, you know, we all sort of increased a bit of tension, and eventually Donna said, I'm done with this, and she walked into a bedroom and wrote a song all by herself and brought it back to the table, and we played the song together, and then that inspired me, and I got all motivated to go off on my own and write a song, and then Josh. So this album, you know, didn't come together the way we intended, but I think it's a great bunch of songs. Mm. Regardless,
was there any specific reason that you chose now to get back together to go out on tour again to make a new record, or did it just kind of happen? Was it just time?
Well, I know personally for me, I was missing these guys so much, and I was really missing having music and performing in my life, and it was like a hunger for me. I was suffering without them. What about you, Josh?
You've spoken well for me as well. It's I mean, you know, like I alluded to before, it's really more than a band, it's a family. And when we're not together for a long time, you do get a bit of a withdrawal. And, you know, the music is such a special thing, and getting together and getting a new collection of songs and sharing it with people and having them respond, you know, so favorably, and for us to have such a positive experience with it as well, it's kind of what it's all about.
So just out of curiosity, since you live so far apart from one another, during that interim when you weren't out on tour performing as the Waifs, are you the kind of folks that are gathering at the holidays to trying to figure out where you should each convene, or was it really a long time since you'd seen each other?
No, there wasn't a lot of contact in that time, and to be honest, I think we needed that. You know, I think we needed to step away.
It's been a long time. I mean, 2 decades.
Yeah, and coming back together, you know, I think after a period of a lot of personal growth as individuals has just made the band stronger. It's made the writing stronger. It's made the music more heartfelt because of that, because we had that time away.
Mm. Well, we're glad you're back together.
Thank you.
The new album is called Beautiful You, just out on Compass Records. It's Donna Simpson, Vicky Thorne, Josh Cunningham, along with Ben Franz on bass and Dave McDonald on percussion here today. Will you play us one more?
Sure.
Well, I might as well be sitting in the middle of nowhere. Cars on the highway won't look my way. They fly by paralyzed, am I in the headlight glare? A blinding light as the daylight dims, darkness falling cold and grim, as it lies flashing, waving my thumb in the wind. And I know what they're saying and thinking,
I've said and thought it too. It's just a little different when the person on the side of the road is you. It could be a trap, a desperate thief. Better watch your back. It's better now if we just drive on past. Don't get involved, don't take no risk. Let somebody else stop and take care of it. And all night long I waited for someone to lend me a hand on the side of this dark highway. And all night long I waited for someone to lend me a hand on the side of this dark highway. Finding yourself in need of help from a stranger's hand makes you realize, open up your eyes to where you stand. Cause the good in a man is only as good as the bad is bad. And nobody wants to look at me. Everybody got somewhere to be. Nothing but an old guitar for company. And all night someone to lend me a hand on the side of this dark highway. And all night long I waited for someone to lend me a hand on the side of this dark highway. So I sat there singing my lonesome tune. The stars shone down, I stared back at the moon. Well, I couldn't help thinking how everything's turned out wrong. Everyone afraid of the other guy. Nobody looking you in the eye. Everybody lonesome, nobody asking. Someone to lend us a hand on the side of this dark highway. And all night long I waited for someone to lend me a hand on the side of this dark highway. To lend me a hand on the side of this dark highway. To lend me a hand on the side of this dark highway.
That is The Waifs live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called Beautiful You. Donna Simpson, Vicky Thorne, Josh Cunningham, Ben Franz, Dave McDonald, The Waifs. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.